Chemist Warehouse.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30.
Well, Marto and Margo, they're alive at this stage, but tomorrow, that being Thursday, they'll be sampling some food cooked by a Triple M listener under the bonnet of their car, basically driving to Triple M and cooking bacon and eggs or whatever they decide.
No one's going to die. Don't worry.
Well, I won't because I won't be eating.
No, raw egg.
You can eat raw egg.
Raw bacon. Probably. Has anyone died of raw bacon?
Raw eggs.
Pretty sure.
I'm not sure about the
pretty
raw
sure
eggs.
They have.
Raw eggs. People
salmonella.
All right, what's the other bloke making?
hot dogs.
Raw hot dogs?
Yeah, that's food poisoning.
If you...
That's pork. hot dogs are dodgy anyway,
what
let alone.
Could go wrong?
All right, how long after I eat will you go, he doesn't seem to have died, I'll have some? Come on, I need a
lock-in. Friday.
1-3-3-5-3. Anyone can ring us any time about neighbourhood disputes I want to talk about.
Oh, we love these.
I saw a howler. Now I've moved into a new neighbourhood. I'm fairly, I think I'm respectful, but I'm not sure what the neighbours are thinking about me because we don't have a
1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah.
If you live near Marto,
Yeah, well, a couple of them give me some sideways glances. Some of my parking, I've got to park on the street, so it's and I'm over people's drive. Yeah, anyway. 1-3-3-5-3 neighbourhood disputes. I bring it up because on a current affair, they had this bloke. And the poor bloke has been locked down. It was a Sydney-style story. He's built this enormous fence slash wall along his...
It was like a sight screen, wasn't it?
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
It was.
What?
It was bigger than a sight screen. You know where the bowlers come in? Long story.
It's another, okay.
Sorry.
Can you stop doing cricket analogies?
Sorry.
Because then we got to stop the show and explain what a sight screen...
Not in front of the child.
All right. Well, basically, they went round, and Channel 9 went round. They'd obviously had a complaint from someone, and they've gone round to investigate this bloke, and he just said, no, I haven't had much to do.
That was a COVID brain explosion.
What's a COVID brain explosion?
Yeah, see, when you're sitting at home, not allowed to go nowhere, the neighbours looking at you, you say, you know what, I'm going to build a bloody wall.
So the neighbours...
Is that real audio?
Yeah.
I'm not taking the mickey, okay? I'm playing it straight down the line on this one.
Oh, my God.
The neighbours had a two-story place and they were looking down in his backyard and he decided, when he says he built a wall, he built a wall.
A nice feature wall, it's called.
Yep.
It's got a feature wall.
Yeah. There's a lot of feature there.
That's right.
A lot of feature.
feature.
What
sort of wall are we talking? Like a block wall or a bamboo wall? Timber wall?
Can we get there? Because first of all, he wanted a pool and then he thought, I'll build the wall first.
My plan was to build the pool here. Just imagine skinny dipping here, you know?
You're a skinny dipper?
Yeah, and your neighbours are looking at you might be, but just imagine.
Oh, what a stallion.
He was one hell of a...
Imagine skinny dipping and your neighbours are just staring at you. What shall I do?
I know.
Build the wall.
Helicopter. I don't know. Ali's name was. He was a bloody champion. And he was so proud. Margo, this thing... What we again? It was 5.64 meters. Do you know
most wall?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Most walls are 1.8. I think that might even be legal. 1.8, unless you get approval to go higher. He's 5.64. Incredible.
Jesus.
That's like a nearly a three story building. And he had those Bunnings. You know those cutouts. Have you ever seen The Shadow? And he had it was actually quite well done.
It's
like going to an art museum, you know. Piece of art at night. Tell you that, man.
Tell you that.
He sounds like something off Wog Boy. This guy. Who is he?
Nice soys. now, quite simply, he's got his side looking real good. The camera poked its head around the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nasty.
Yeah, well, I was going to do a nice feature on the other side as well. But when you got dead neighbours, mate, that's what happened.
No feature for you.
Oh, my God. So he did, on their way out, because Channel 9 said, I think the council might get you up you for that. And they already knew the council was about to get up him. But he made an offer.
Mate, you want one? I can build one for you, man. Spotted gum. Interested?
Steel pad. It was all pretty
spotted
good
gum with the blue resin feature through it. I wonder if he asked the neighbours to go halves in it at all. Because
yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did. And they all went naked stuff. And then he got the old fence and he was shaking. He said, "Look at that!" And he built his fence on his side. He was very proud of his work. He's going to have to pull it down, though.
Yeah.
Neighbourhood disputes. Is it a tree? Is it a fence? Especially fences.
Gnarly.
Oh my God. I don't care if no one rings. 1-3-3-5-3 because I was just happy to put him on air.
Jonathan from Richlands, neighbour disputes, are you familiar?
Yes, very familiar. Very familiar, I am, unfortunately.
Yeah, what's happened?
No, we've built two brand new houses side by side with a long sloping block. And Marta would know this. If you're building a house, you know, save your money on the retaining walls, you step it down as you go. But the neighbours beside us decided to put they wanted a flat block. Mm. So they put a 2.5 metre retaining wall the whole way around. We call it the Great Wall of Richmond.
So you're looking straight into the side of their retaining wall.
2.5 metres of plain concrete sleeper. It's tall. Amazing. It gets better.
How?
With the retaining wall rules, you've got to build it 200 mils on your side of the fence. So now is that me for the rent for stealing 200 mils of his block?
This
and
is
even better.
Yeah.
He wants to put the fence on the actual boundary. So like the last one, it's on Channel 9, it's a 5.5 metre fence he wants to put up there.
Oh, Jesus.
Good luck. This could go for a while, Jono.
He wants half of the 90 grand he paid for the retaining wall.
I want you to pay for it. For the eyesore.
You know, Jono, it's a really good real estate market at the moment. I'd be putting your house on the market and just looking to buy somewhere else.
All right, thanks for the call.
Jono, he's in trouble here. Karen, yours isn't about a fence, I've been told. It is not about a fence.
No, mine's a noise complaint. Poor old Jono, though, didn't realise he was building next to the Trumps, did he?
Thank you, Karen.
Karen, what's happening out at Annalee? What are they complaining about noise for?
Well, it's the noise. Well, I'm complaining. Normally, you know, I've tried the usual suspects. Ring the cops, ring the Brisbane City Council, ring the real estate agents.
What have you got? Have you got students with late night parties,
what about
music?
Going next door knocking on the door?
No, nothing like that. It's actually an older couple, and they've got a little bit of
yappy
energetic
dog.
Extracurriculars happening. They're they sound like a tennis match that's someone being slaughtered there.
Are we old people making love? We can say it.
Yes.
How old, wow. Karen?
I'm talking, well, I don't
60s,
want to say in
70s.
Their 60s, terribly old, but yeah, easy in their 60s.
What's cool making on. The noise? Is it a hip popping in and out or something? What's the noise?
Oh, wait, I just got a cramp.
thanks, Karen. This is Triple M.
What's happening in Adelaide?
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Tell you what, last night it was hard to just decide what I was going to watch. Was it going to be Parental Guidance or catch up on Yellowstone, which I missed on Monday night because we had netball Monday night and then again Tuesday night.
But you can catch up on it.
Yeah, because it's on Stan, so you just watch it later. And so that's what I did last night. I chose Yellowstone over the grand finale of Parental Guidance.
Was Parental Guidance nearly over?
It's done. They said it's going to be the show that'll change how Australians parent their children.
Yeah.
I beg to differ because I watched Yellowstone last night, Marto, and I was inspired parenting-wise because they know how to parent. If you make a mistake, you learn your lesson.
Hey, boy, come here.
Yeah?
Did you put that saddle on this horse?
Yep.
If you don't know how to do something, don't do it because it's going to get you hurt.
Gotcha.
No, hey, it ain't gotcha. It's yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then he goes on to say, learn some bloody manners.
I love how they... You know, I hope I'm not going to spoil anything.
I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying there's some really good parenting tips in there.
What
like
about when they hit them with the branding iron?
What?
That's what they do in Yellowstone.
They brand
you get
them.
Brand them.
You're part of that
like
ranch.
You're like
you
a cow.
The kids?
Yeah. Now,
no, not the kids.
You imagine telling your kids, you're going to clean up your room? Nah, come over here. I've got the brand.
Don't lead people astray. They don't brand children. They brand adults. Men,
that's
cowboys,
bad enough,
smart.
But isn't it time we cowboys. Started?
Well, you want to learn something about work ethic? You go to Yellowstone.
Trust me with this boy. You treat him like a pet, and that's what you're going to get.
You're going to get pet. A pet.
And not a good one.
Not a good one. He needs to work this
talking
boy.
Talking about the horse?
No, they're talking about a boy this time. Oh. Yeah, they need to work hard. You don't go taking them to shopping for new cowboy hats and boots. You got to learn to work from the bottom, work your way up.
You know, on that parental guidance or control show, what were the name? What were the styles of parenting? Helicopter,
strict
free
routine,
range,
free range.
How the Yellowstone family like the well, Duttons? What sort of?
Say that they're strict because you know there was the whole controversial smacking topic that come up
and the branding bit.
Well, it came up on Yellowstone too.
You said I could have it.
No, I said you could get a pair of boots. Take the shirt off.
That's child abuse.
Excuse me. Is that child abuse? He's taking off the f***ing shirt.
She's making me. I don't want to.
I'm calling the police.
Off. That's child abuse.
That wasn't child abuse. This is f***ing child abuse.
Bloody hell.
Was there a gun show? Involved? Oh, it's pretty rugged.
Wow. There were some fists. Hang there were some stopping on phones. And if you thought that, you know, just allowing kids to do whatever it is they want without any rules or guidance, that doesn't happen in the Dutton household.
I'm not letting him do anything. You want to drag him out by his feet?
Yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
Casey,
ow! You got nothing to be afraid of, all right? So just grab your plate and go sit at the table like a human and eat your dinner, okay?
Get out from under the bed and go and eat your dinner. I'll drag you out by your feet. Now, that's how you parent children. You want to build resilience.
They
you want
win
to
the
build
series.
Tough.
They
you
win.
Want to do boundaries. That's how you parent. Go and watch Yellowstone.
Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Marto, I feel like I've come to a point in my marriage where I've had to be a little bit deceitful and manipulative and lie. I feel like I've been left no other option, of course.
Can I have a guess at this? Because I know I'm starting to know you quite well. Mm. Is this your husband's analysis of your economic spending?
That would be exactly right. Yesterday I went to Target, of all places. I thought Target would be safe at least. You know, it wasn't a PayPal notification that come up on his phone or shopping at somewhere extravagant.
Because every time you spend something,
every
he
time
finds
I
out.
Spend money, yeah. Corey gets a notification on his phone.
Does it actually ding or is it just flash?
He
up?
And I both don't know where it came from. He literally was like, honestly, I don't know where this came from. I wish it didn't, but I'm glad it did because now I can see what it is that you're up to. And yesterday I got a text message saying, where are you now? And I'd been at Target at Springwood. I popped in just to grab a few things. I've got my sister's baby shower on Sunday, so I just had to pick up a few, you know, nothing general, just doing a bit of browsing and going, oh, yeah, I need that. That'd be good. And he's, where are you?
What did you need it for?
Well, for the baby shower, for decorations and theming and, you know, plates.
You're very generous, yes.
Napkins and stuff like that. I'm hosting it at my house. And he said, what did you need? I said, oh, I just popped into Target at Springwood. He said, what did you need from there? I said, oh, not much, just a few bits and pieces. And he said, well, I'm glad that not much costs you $240. And I said, you really should turn that thing off because it's starting to, I feel like, stress you a little bit and you need to just not look at it.
You threw it back onto him.
Yes, this is his
I don't get how he's just trying to help the family budget and you've thrown it, it's his fault.
I thought you said you knew Margot.
Yeah, that's true.
So now I've had to resort to using those buy now, pay later apps.
Well, they
so like Afterpay and PayPal. There's a couple, Jamie. Right. You pay.
Why would you be silly enough to talk about it right now?
Because I feel like this is not just a me thing. I think this is a thing that lots of partners do. I mean, men hide money in their sports bet accounts. Yes, am I right?
How dare you? That's
women hide money from their husbands in their Afterpay accounts. And I've had to resort to this. 133353.
Who told you about this sports bet account stuff?
I just know, Mudder, because I've come to get to know you since working with you as well. Don't you worry.
No.
Kath, call me later. 133353. How do you hide your purchases from your partner? Because the hiding it in the boot for a couple of days and then hanging it up in secret and then saying, oh, no, I've had this for ages.
It doesn't work anymore.
Men are too observant.
Mate of mine told me you can use cash. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, you get your vouchers from Woolies. Yeah. It just comes up as groceries. Yeah.
How do you hide your purchases?
Come on. Scotty from the Grange, you're proving that it's not just a girl thing, hey?
Well, it's not me, but one of my mates, he had two jobs, so I think that's how he managed to get it through. But he went and bought a Ducati motorbike, exactly the same colour as his mate's and the same helmet. So if he ever got spotted or a photo or something turned up, he'd just be telling the story that it was his mate. And he got away with it for probably 9 months or so before he owned up.
Was it under his house? Like, where did he keep it?
No, he left it at the mate's house who had the same bike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just used to go for rides with him, but he got away with, it's probably 20 grand's worth he hid somehow. I don't know how.
Well played. Good lesson.
Incredible.
I don't know what the lesson is, but good lesson.
Jody from Goodner.
Hi. My trick is you just tell them that you're buying and selling off of Marketplace and you have a separate PayPal account and a separate parcel locker. And they never know.
Listen.
Margo's writing this down.
This is genius, Jody.
I don't get any of that. I don't need to know any of what she's up to.
You know the parcel lockers that we've talked about here on the show before that Australia Post do?
At the post office?
Yeah, you could get stuff delivered there, parcels.
So rather than getting it coming to your house?
I've been
never know.
I've been having stuff delivered to work, Jody.
No, don't give it to work, because your workmates give it away.
Mm.
And then you just pick it up when you go shopping.
Jody, what about this one? Kelly from Morningside. We can't take everyone because we've got to keep moving. She buys gift cards as birthday presents and then spends the money on herself. That's genius.
I like Kelly from Morningside. That's a great idea. Jody, okay, Marketplace, I like that, because currently I've got, like Corey says to me, who is PayPal? What is a PayPal and who is a PayPal? And I'm like, well, I'm lucky that's the only pal you
know
about.
Afterpay?
Afterpay, ZipPay, there's a few of them. I've got them all. They're all apps.
Well, no, they're all sitting here on the screen. All these girls are going, this is how you do it. Oh, and Kelly's gone the old-fashioned method. Kelly from Kangaroo Point can't get to you, but
Haley from Green Bay Bank says that Afterpay has a $3,000 limit. I know, which is why I also have to have ZipPay as well.
I tell you, when my wife Kathy,
I'm not the only one.
Kath gets really nervous when I open the back of her car. What are you doing?
I don't need your help.
I'm right.
I'll carry the groceries by myself.
Now I know what's going on.
We've got an anonymous on the phone. Hello, anonymous.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, that's a voice I recognize.
Is that Corey?
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you where she's going wrong is the fact that all these PayPal, PenPals, Afterpay, ZipPays, she's actually got them linked to them. So I actually still get an email or so, I mean, not the smartest tool in the shed, as we already know.
We
but
know that.
The only way of getting around that is the old-fashioned cash. Cash is king.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, next time I do the groceries, I shall be withdrawing.
Isn't it nice that she repents her sins on radio, but doesn't give it to me?
How about this, Corey?
Like you're already well aware, doesn't it?
How about this, Corey? It's her problem, yet somehow she decided to take everyone else down. The blokes have sports bets account. any of us have heard of that.
Corey's probably got a sports bet, a blue bet, a Ladbrokes,
When you start doing third-party deals and you're getting paid into sports bet, then you've got to start asking questions.
How do you do that?
We'll talk off. Have a good day.
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
And you can watch The Ashes on KO with no ad breaks during play. If you're new to KO, why not start your free trial today? 6:04, Marto.
Hey, some incredible sports stories that sports and politics shouldn't mix, a lot of people say. And I'm a believer that politics shouldn't get involved in the running of sports. They should run parallel. But maybe the world's changed.
Yeah, we saw a lot of politics in sport during this pandemic, obviously, with the NRL being up here in Queensland and Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Have a listen to this for news. There's a couple of big stories. Former South Sydney captain, Rabbitohs, John Sutton.
Remember,
336 games for the Rabbitohs, retired last year, has set his eyes on a new position, announcing he will run for local council.
Oh.
The longtime Maroubra resident posted a video stating his intentions to run for Randwick Council. Remember when he retired in last year?
In 2020?
Wayne Bennett joked about how his mates were all the bra boys, and this is what you need in politics, a bit of mongrel. Story number two. So just keep that one in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Israel Folau, I think we all remember Izzy. God bless you, son. Is rumoured to be weighing up a move into politics despite being ostracised from all Aussie footy codes for homophobia. The controversial cross-code star is reportedly considering running for the Senate.
Oh, Jesus.
About time we... We had a wide-running...
religion and politics, isn't that what they say? Another thing they say don't mix.
For billionaire Clive Palmer's United Australia Party.
Okay, now it's all right.
Now, listen, the problem is a lot of footballers shy away from entering politics because they remember Mal Meninga about 14, 15 years ago.
What did he do?
Well, he said, I'm running, I'm having a go. And then ABC Radio in Canberra interviewed him and it didn't last very long.
I was just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered. I'm sorry.
I'm buggered. Oh. It was 34 seconds, I believe, into his political career when he pulled it. And that's the thing. They haven't had enough support. Do you remember when Glenn Lazarus had a go?
I was going to say, do you remember when Warwick Capa was running?
I ran that year as well.
Was that Beau Desert? Did you really?
Yeah.
For what?
I ran against Anna Bligh in the seat of South Brisbane, and we were there with Pauline Hanson, Warwick Capa. Anyway, there's a long list. Like Glenn Lazarus had a go. Marty Bella. Remember Marty the Monster? Yeah. He had to go for Mackay, up in Mackay.
Okay.
Karen Walters.
Oh, of course.
Sunshine Coast real estate personality. Right. He had to go. Mal Meninga. And Tim Mander, of course.
The referee?
And he refereed so many NRL games. He's the member for Everton Park right now. He has a go. And that's what it should be. You've seen the Muppets that run our country, haven't you? It should be compulsory that you have to have played at least one season of NRL if you want to enter politics. And you're saying to me, Marto, you're sexist. It'll all be blokes. No, I want Ali Brinkinshaw in there to be yes! our first female treasurer. I want big Steph Hancock to be our defence minister. I want Alfie to be there. I want Peter Volandi's rugby league to be our president, and he could get some jockeys involved too. You have to either raced in a Group 1 race or you have to have played NRL to be a politician from this day forward. Can you imagine?
What if you slept with an NRL player? Could you run?
Oh, no, not this one.
Mayor of Logan, here I come.
There'd be about 14 million candidates. Margo, late in the show yesterday, not everyone listens for the whole show, so late in the show we did something, you carried on like a headless chooker. Now, remind everyone, you all of a sudden came from nowhere and wanted to talk about some of your...
Well, you were talking about Lord Ian Botham, the cricket who's hosting the cricket on Triple M.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I had a Lord or have a Lord in my family tree. I don't know. I've never really done my family tree, but I remember as a young girl...
Hold on.
Told by, I think, my aunt that we had a duke, maybe, a duke of someone or an earl
but
or...
The story spun into you're related to Lady Diana.
Well, I think that's the Spencer line is where it comes from.
Jamie, have you got any of it?
The calls from yesterday?
I got ridiculed yesterday on my social media because obviously some of our listeners, they're like more like Frank Spencer line maybe.
Oh, that's magnificent.
You said the Spencers of Logan.
No, the Spencers of Tanamera. That's who you're related to. Now...
I mean, we've had overwhelming response. There seems to be... I mean, they say 6 degrees of separation, you know, and Brisbane is a small place. However... People seem to be related to a lot of famous people.
We're originally from New Zealand, and I knew that my mum's history is from the UK, and her great-great-uncle actually designed the Spirit of Ecstasy on the front of the Rolls-Royce.
Oh, there you go.
Incredible. Hey, listen, my sister sent me an email. Now, she wants to stress that she doesn't listen to the show because my sisters don't want to know me.
But they heard this.
She said, oh, yes, I was doing something at 20 to 9 yesterday and I heard you say you didn't know where you were from. Well, here you go. She got Ancestry.com. You must get a thing off of mum. Our mother gave her here, search for us, okay?
Oh.
Older sister already given up the hunt.
Yeah.
So this is Shelley, my sister. She's older. Anyway, my second sister. Bit of background on your great, 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 grandfather.
Wow, how many
Daniel Tindall,
that?
His name was, born in Berkshire, England in 1758, was arrested along with 10 others on 16th of November 1802.
Oh, he was a criminal.
Yeah, charged
that
with high treason. High treason for plotting
high
to kill.
Treason.
Oh, you get
plotting
for that.
To kill King George III.
Oh my goodness.
Charged with high treason. Seven were sentenced to death by being hung, drawn and quartered, but Daniel and two others were given a reprieve and had their sentences commuted to transportation for life.
This is your great-great-great-great-grandfather.
He left England on the convict ship, the Duke of Portland, in January 1807, arrived at Port Jackson, Sydney, in Botany Bay. In July 1807, he was in jail for 10 years and then given a ticket of leave and emancipated, freed in 1817. He was a carpenter and joiner. Put away the binoculars.
What? Wow. Oh, carpenter, my goodness.
Became a carpenter, died in Sydney, 69 years. He is your mother's father. Hope you find this interesting. Not
wow,
that much.
Wow, that's incredible,
Thank
Marto.
Thank you, sister. Oh, well, so I'm one of the... We're original. That's the first I've known.
Carpenter, joiner, criminal.
Convict.
We take some more calls?
Yeah, what's up?
We've got some texts on the burner phone too.
Yeah.
We'll get to them after we come back.
What's hanging off your family tree?
Come
on. Good, bad or indifferent?
Hey, Eileen.
Who's hanging off your family tree?
Pierce Brosnan.
Like as in God. Bond, James Bond.
Yes.
Funny about that.
How close?
Cousin. My maiden name is Brosnan, and Dad was born in Ireland, in Dingle, Western Coast.
Yes.
And in 1978, Piers Brosnan was actually in Remington still then, and in 1978, Dad went back to Ireland for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah.
And when they came back, Mum said, guess who we're related to? And they found out when they went over there that it related to the Brosnans.
Anyone reached out to Piers and gone, hi, it's us?
I've tried several times, but not to no avail.
No,
unread message on Instagram, Eileen.
Doesn't get to read them that often.
Eileen.
Eileen's gone.
She's gone. Justin from West End, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, mate, have you got someone interesting in your family tree?
Yeah, the redhead rocket from Rockhampton.
Rod Laver?
Yep, he's my grandfather's cousin.
Grandfather's cousin is. Does everyone know who Rod Laver? Two Grand Slams.
The tennis player.
Yeah, oh, incredible. Before. You know,
well, Rod Laver Arena is named after him.
The greatest tennis player of all time, many would say. Justin, how does the family speak about Rod?
Very highly, mate. Very highly. I actually met him when I was in grade 9.
Is that the only time? You've never spent any other time with him?
Yeah, mainly over in the US.
Oh, okay.
Have you got any resemblance? Have you got freckles? Have you a good left hander? What's the story?
Oh, I wish.
No prize money there.
Ben from.
I like Ben here.
From Aspley, hello.
Ben.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, hi, good, mate. Ben.
Marto, this is probably not famous for everyone else, but Marto would definitely know him. Cecil Romali.
Well,
you know, does the name ring a bell?
No, Cecil Romali. What, Italian builder? What is he?
Close. No. First Indigenous player to play for the Wallabies. Their latest jersey was actually designed around him.
Oh, God, righto.
Incredible.
I know Lloyd McDermott, but you're talking Cecil Romali.
Cecil Romali, yeah. Yeah, he's my granddad's brother. Grew up out in the northern New South Wales.
Okay.
Played against the All Blacks. He was only 76 kilos. Absolutely bashed hell out of him. But they thought he was brilliant. Then he went to war. He was prisoner of war in Japan. I think he was there when Hiroshima, the bomb went off.
Wow.
What a story.
And then came back and, as most people from war, was a bit buggered, but he's come good and then just spent his days coaching in Sydney, I think, rugby union.
Nice
wow,
one.
Incredible.
Oh, Ben,
what a great story.
Hey, Ben, double pass to the Australian PGA Championships, 13th to the 16th of January at the Royal Queensland Golf Club.
One.
Tickets at
awesome.
championship.pga.org.au.
Not Princess well done, Di, Ben. But it's not bad.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you, what about this one on the burner phone? Yeah. My mother was married to Russ Hinze's brother-in-law. So
my mother.
Is that the Hinze Dam?
Yeah. Big Russ Hinze was Russ the minister for everything in
so
the 80s.
She was married to Russ Hinze's brother-in-law. So Christy Hinze, the supermodel that married the old fella, was my step cousin for a while.
Oh, step cousins do not care. Hey, listen, let's go to the
chat. Yes.
You are kidding. Step cousins is not a real thing, surely.
This one on the burner phone, John from Thaguna, my grandmother and Richie Benno.
Were cousins.
The great Richie Benno, may he rest in peace, were cousins. Still had to pay for my tickets for cricket, though.
All right. Ben from Ipswich, I've been told we need to speak to you. Who was on your family tree?
So this is a massive stretch, but at the time that he got busted, my auntie's husband's sister was married to his brother.
Who?
Ivan Milat.
Ivan Milat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Was that Australia's first serial killer, Marto?
Well, he was the first really good
one. Standard. Yeah,
he was gold medal.
Most known. Had a movie made after him, Ben.
Top shelf.
So your
auntie was around their house, like, around the time, and it was when I was on the news.
When
like,
the backpackers were there.
There were allegations that the brothers were associated too. Yeah. Whew. God, Ben.
Ben.
I was younger, there's probably a whole lot.
Oh, we're not blaming you. We're not blaming you at all. Thanks, Ben.
How about that?
And we have one closer to home, but Jack, our producer. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys.
This is the first voice many people get to talk to when they ring the Big Breakfast.
133353. You'll talk to our mate Jack. He also writes the questions for our last person standing quiz in the morning, Marto.
Family has a very proud military history, Jack.
We do. Goes back a long way. Yes. My dad was in the Navy before that. My great-uncle.
Lofty.
Yeah, my great-uncle was in the Army and didn't know him growing up because he died during World War II. Oh, yeah. And we always told that he was a war hero. He died fighting the Japanese, which is what we grew up believing and
gone freedom.
So proud, banging
Thank
the chest.
You.
Yeah, I know. Anzac Day is a big one, isn't it?
A few years ago, Dad actually got hold of his service records and found out that he wasn't in fact a war hero, that he'd gone to the war, he'd gone a little bit AWOL, got on the drink in the Middle East.
Tell everyone what you told me. Where was he? In Jerusalem.
He was in Jerusalem. Mm. He got on the drink. Mm. He assaulted one of his officers. Mm. Then got sent back to Australia where he died of syphilis.
Proud Triple M.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Mato and Margot, Hey Chica, Brisbane's hottest new bar, dining and party venue in Fortitude Valley. I tell you that because that's where Margaritas with Margot is happening this Friday around lunchtime. You can win your way in later on the show. Get ready, ladies.
It's going to be hot on Friday, Jamie.
133353. Well, Margaritas will help with that.
Hey, life's been relatively normal for us up here in Queensland, and we keep on getting reminded how we've been saved and fabulous. And it's been contrasted by the fact all these returning Queenslanders from down south. Now the airports, you know, they're allowed to fly back in.
It's two flights coming into Brisbane today, Marto.
I know, it's not many, is it? But I tell you what, Channel 9 went out there on the news last night and they were interviewing them, you know, going, oh, you must be... They still weren't happy.
We're meant to be all Queenslanders, all Australians. We're not. It's absolutely ridiculous to have to be away from home for 5 months in the same country.
Well, I can understand, but, you know, all the rest of it. At least he's there and he's got to see his wife. Exactly. There's some people still stuck over the borders, the poor buggers. They're in their caravans just over the border.
We have our family and friends ringing up saying, oh, I see where you can go across the border now. You're ready to go. But they only hear the first part
as
a story.
Yeah, so this is sad. Annette and Warren, I would have thought they'd probably be living in a caravan. Like, this would be their time of year. They'd just be getting home now after going on their grey nomad.
So,
but they're not happy because they're 35 kilometres from home, stuck at Tweed Heads. Their house in Queensland, their apartment, is 35 kilometres away from where they are now, and I do understand.
But you're not allowed to enter via road, is that right? You have to come
not
by plane.
Not until December 17th. Yeah. But here's the other rub. This is why they're saying, no, you can't come in.
Because we have to go in a lift and get into our unit. They won't allow it.
Lift? Oh, they're not allowed in the lift.
No.
Can't use the emergency staircase?
Apparently not.
Take the stairs.
Apparently not. Anyway, here's the real... Sorry. Here's the real problem that they're not happy about, because they're going, we're Annette and Warren, we're Queenslanders.
Adding insult to injury, their apartment in Surfers Paradise was used to quarantine an NRL family earlier this year.
Not the NRL again.
Rugby league's come ahead of Annette and Warren.
More trouble.
It's like the three little bears who's been sleeping in my apartment.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I wonder if this is just a scam from Marto and Margot just not to pay for breakfast tomorrow, get a free breakfast from Triple M listeners.
Well, tell everyone what we're doing. We're combining our two great loves of motoring and cooking and, well, eating.
Yeah, well, tomorrow, I'm actually eating while I read this, I apologise. Tomorrow, three contestants will use the engine in their car to cook a meal for us, Marto. These contestants are going to be driving from their houses to the studio at the top of Caxton Street here.
Don't matter whether it takes you 20 minutes or 2 hours, whatever you need to cook the food, because it started with that girl, started with me claiming it's a thing that you can cook in your car, and then Shelley from Thornlands, I think she was from, she said, I drove from Warwick one day and cooked some scones in the engine bay.
So putting it to the test, huh?
That's what they need to do. They need to cook a meal of their choice on their engine as they drive, and we will judge the food at the other end. The winner will walk away with $500 to spend at Chaos. Thank you to Chaos. And then the runners-up, second and third place, will get $250.
All right. And Shelley from Collingwood Park, she rang yesterday and said, well, I've never done it, but her husband's done it. She's going to go, I'm cooking scrambled eggs and bacon. And Margot said, I'm letting Marto eat that one, which is no good because we want to give them support, our contestants. Yeah. If they're ringing up and saying, I want to get involved in cooking in a car.
Well, they are ringing up, Marto. They want to be a part of this. They want to put their skills to the test. And Robert from Rochdale South joins us. Hey, Robert.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. You reckon you can cook a meal on your car driving up in here into Caxton Street for us to taste?
I can do that. I've been doing it since I was 17 years old.
All right, hold on. Give us details of your cooking in a car background. How did it start?
Taking lunch to work, was cooking sausage rolls, pies, toasted sandwiches, hot dogs, you name it.
All right, were you using it as a Bay Maria heating device, or were you cooking from scratch sort of thing?
Cooking from scratch in the old days because all the air cleaners were made of metal. Don't forget, you'd throw some elf oil on top of that and cook it that way, like old Rolf Harris did on the paint tin.
I mean, my idea of cooking in a car would be plugging the air fryer into the 12-volt plug.
Into the lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter thing. But Rob, you're...
But not on the actual engine.
What are you driving right now?
Nissan Patrol, mate.
Oh, that'll cook. Nice that'll cook nicely.
Yeah. Is it fairly dirty out the back of the pipe? You know, like, does it get a bit of diesel dust happening? Is it going to be smoked?
It's the oil foil that's the trick, and these days all the cars are made of plastic, so it's a bit hard to cook the old bacon and pig on the.
All right.
Well, tell us, Robert, what are you going to be cooking for us?
I'm going to cook you some hot dogs.
Oh, nice.
With a bit of pig on it and some cheese.
Oh, gourmet hot dogs.
Are you going to put the buns?
All the extras.
Now, I have done this. I've cooked the rub, but you warm the buns as well in alfa. Will you be doing that for us?
I will be doing that for you. Robert. And I'll cook some toast. And you might get a dog's eye if you're lucky.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, sorry, as in a pie, did you say a pie?
All you can eat on the Nissan
Patrol. There's a dog's eye, which is a pie, mate.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well done. Pie. That's what you said.
So Robert's going to be cooking a smorgasbord. Robert, how do you intend to keep it all in the one spot in the engine bay under the hood of your car as you drive?
You just find spots that's not
going to
fall out and
get
on the road.
So. Yeah, you don't want it hitting the radio, a fan or anything.
I can't wait to see this play out. Rob, you're going to join us.
About going around corners and speed bumps and stuff. You're losing your sausage. Anyway.
It'll be wrapped up in
L4. Righto. Okay. Rob, how long do you think it'll take you to cook? Will it be the full drive in from Rochdale south to Brisbane, to the CBD?
Yeah, it probably will.
Righto. Okay. Wonderful. All right, well, you guys are going to try it about 8:30 tomorrow, and we've got one spare spot. If you can cook something that's more than reheating a pie, 1-3-3-5-3.
We've got Shelley and we've got Robert. We need one more person.
One more, thanks to Chaos.
Chaos has given us the money to spend at their shop, so you may as well get involved. Well,
they've got a brand new store on Robinson Road, Geebung.
If you want to buy something at 7-Eleven, just throw it under the bonnet. I'll eat it.
1-3-3-5-3. Last chance to register now. If you've got a couple of spare hours tomorrow and you want to feed the big breakfast, Marto and Margo.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
It's Wednesday and it's time. We're not trying to change the world here. I don't want to make it about climate or I don't want to make a big picture. Well, we want to make the whinges about little things, Margo.
Yeah, like petrol prices.
No.
Oh.
No, not a petrol it's prices.
The proper whinge, I think.
Proper whinge. Yeah.
Like kids calling me bruh.
Yes. Yeah. So what they're doing?
Well, I saw it happening with my other girlfriends who have older kids, you know, like teenage boys, 15, 16.
Hey, brah.
Hey, brah. Oi, brah.
Calling your mother.
And now my daughter, 11, and my son, 10. Memphis and Wiley calling me bruh.
See, you should be able to hit
like,
them for
what
that.
What is that? I'm your mother. I'm your mum. Listen, you see, I birthed you out of my vaginal canal.
Yes.
Oh.
Whinge.
People who say...
Yeah, say that.
I'm not your bruh.
The V word before 6:30 in the morning, really. Can I line mine up? I've got a couple. When you pull into a car park and you go, oh, yes, and you come around and you're just about to turn and a motorbike.
Dirty motorbike riders.
When you put your when you go to put your USB cord into the port, into the power port,
it's upside down.
My God, that's annoying. Why can't they?
Annoying.
But then you turn it up, and then it's wrong. And it was right the first time.
Exactly.
Well, and they put them in the most awkward spots, don't they? It's like right underneath, like the radio console thing, and you can't ever get into it. Annoying.
Ice cream vans. Have I ever done this one before? Ice cream van. There's one around. I never used to have one in our old suburb, new suburb. There's an
like home.
The old Mr. Whippy Greensleeves tune. And he drives too fast. He's in a hurry. What are ice cream vans in a hurry?
Iceman on Rainbow Beach drives around selling ice.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah. There's two vans now. Two Utes.
My God.
A red one and a yellow one.
And what's wrong?
No, ice.
Whinge.
Pass. I said, can we get some ice? He goes, I'm out. Sorry.
I'm just a man.
I'm like, you're an ice man. What do you mean?
He's just a man.
I'm the man.
Got another one. E-scooters and e-bikes who ride past you. I'm a push bike rider. Mm. I ride into work most days. Ride past you as you're going up a hill. Cheaters. They are dirty cheaters. And I tell them too. If I get another fight with a Domino's guy, it's going to be real trouble.
People who wear sunglasses inside. Yeah. It's not sunny in here, mate. Take them off.
Okay, sorry.
No, you and others. There's heaps of people that do it. At the shopping centre yesterday, I was like, what are you doing, you animal?
I'm going to defend them. Or no, we don't defend anyone.
No.
But okay.
Let me have my winch.
1-3-3-5-3.
Have we got some examples?
Yeah, here's last week.
Yeah, mate. Among liberals last night who come down my street and threw all their rubbish in my head.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
When you call up somebody, you introduce your name and where you're from and you ask for somebody in particular, come back and say, oh, they're not available, can I leave a message for them to call you? I say, okay, what's your name again?
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
All right.
I got another one.
Okay.
You know when someone calls you and then you miss it and you call them straight back and then they don't answer.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Are you so looking annoying. At me again?
It's like, what did you do? Pick up your phone, try to ring me and then just throw it across the other side of the room? No.
You would not believe how much stuff we've
but
got to give away this morning.
That's why I texted you. I got one more.
Okay, yeah.
Tattooers who can't spell properly.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
That's enough.
Spell sure. check.
Gary from Rochdale South, have you got one? Gary.
Hello. Yes, mate.
Nice, Gary. Have
Wednesday.
You got one?
Sorry.
Whingy Wednesday, Gary.
This is awkward. Gary.
Whingy Wednesday.
You got a whinge?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I've got a whinge, all right.
Get it off your chest, mate.
When you go to the coffee shop, now we'll drop names, the wrappers, and you're in the drive-thru, and people are ordering everything but coffee.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
What else do you order?
What are they ordering, Gary?
Oh, strawberry frappe, smash gabba and feta on turkey spread, turkey and cranberry on rye.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
I just want to get in, get my tall triple shot cap with two sugars and go.
Yeah.
If you want all that other stuff, go to Marcus or H-Stage or whatever.
Gary. Slow start, but you have come rattling
They should
home.
Have to
Thanks,
park,
mate.
Shouldn't they, Gary, and walk in to order all that other nonsense?
Exactly.
Just
all
coffees.
Of, you know, tradies and everything. You know, we just want to get our coffee and go. You're not there to buy lunch.
Get in, get out. Right.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Great call, Gary. Gary, top stroke by Oxley Golf Club, Brisbane's newest VIP mini golf experience. There's $100 to spend there. All right, mate. Hope that cheers you
Thank
up
you.
A little bit.
That's great. Yeah, that'll get me over the line. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, guys.
I don't think Gary's had his triple shot cappuccino this morning.
One,
yet.
Triple three.
People who walk down the road talking into their phone through their headsets.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Just People saying. Who wear AirPods.
My kids have got better clothes than I have.
Yes.
Actually,
well,
not
I think
hard.
Everybody has better clothes than you, Marto.
Wayne from Logan Central, what are you whinging about?
Mate, when someone asks you for a durry and they got $200 plus Nikes on.
Whinge, whinge,
whinge. And their own lighter, like, come on.
Go and get your own packet.
What
do you charge for a ciggy, Wayne, these days? When I was a young girl at the nightclub and we'd bum a ciggy out the back, it would be like $2. $1, $2. What are they these days?
$5.
Yeah, about
five. But I don't smoke.
No. Wayne, I've told this story before. A homeless person tried to bum a durry off my wife and she gave him one of those Alpines, you know, menthols, and he said, no thanks. Like homeless,
homeless
people. Anyway, let's push on to Aiden.
Aiden from Joiner, hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. It's Wednesday. Have a whinge. Go on.
Yeah, people who don't know the difference between bought and brought.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Yes, Aiden. Can you give me an example?
Oh, so it just happens all the time at work and it infuriates me and I think they do it just to annoy me. But if you buy something, this is for everyone listening, if you buy something, you bought it. If you bring something, you brought it.
Whinge, whinge,
please
whinge.
Don't mess it up.
Thank you. That was so good because he hasn't just whinged, he's explained.
Yes.
Spencer from Redland Bay, bring us home, mate. What's your whinge?
Dogs in Bunnings.
Bloody oath, mate. That'll do me.
And not the hot dog
kind. It's a hardware store. Why would you take your dog to Bunnings?
All right.
You get in there some days, it's like a bloody vet. They're all woofing at each other and... Oh,
Spencer,
mate,
can I give you one free of charge?
Heart, Spencer.
I spend nearly every day. I pop into Bunnings once, and I use
every day.
All right, make sure you ask every single one of them which aisle did you get that in. It's hilarious.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Probably not to them, but it is. You'll laugh your head off.
Triple M.
Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.